Joe Biden repeats unverified story of 10-year-old who could not get abortion in Ohio. By Charlie Spiering on July 8, 2022. President Joe Biden expressed outrage during a White House speech Friday, repeating an unverified story of a 10-year-old who could not get an abortion after being raped in Ohio. Just last week, it was reported that a 10-year-old girl was a rape victim in Ohio, 10 years old, and she was forced to have to travel out of the state to Indiana to seek to terminate the presidency, sick, and maybe save her life, Biden claimed. The president acknowledged afterward it was his own judgment that the pregnancy could kill the girl. 10 years old. Raped. 6 weeks pregnant. Already traumatized. Was forced to travel to another state, he said angrily. Imagine being that little girl. Just imagine being that little girl. But the report about the 10-year-old girl has not been verified. The report stems from the Columbus Dispatch, which quoted Dr. Caitlin Bernard, a doctor who conducts abortions in Indiana, who claimed she received a call from a child abuse doctor in Ohio about a girl who was 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant. Ohio has banned abortions for women over 6 weeks pregnant. The girl soon was on her way to Indiana to Bernard's care, the dispatch reported, noting that abortion was still legal in Indiana. But Dr. Bernard has refused to share further details about the story, even as news outlets and fact-checkers have contacted her for details. As of this writing, Bernard had not returned our request for an interview, and we had not been able to independently corroborate the abortion claim, left-wing fact-checker Snopes wrote on its website. I'm sorry, but I don't have any information to share, the doctor told the Daily Caller when contacted for details. The left is eager for any story about women who are suffering from the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade to weaponize it politically. But the tragic details of the story, as it pertains to a minor, make details difficult to verify. The president had no qualms about hoisting the story into the national spotlight to prove his point about callous Republicans and a weaponized Supreme Court. Biden continued. Does anyone believe that it's the highest majority view that that should not be able to be dealt with or in any other state in the nation? A 10-year-old girl should be forced to give birth to a rapist's child? I can tell you what, I don't. I can't think of anything as much more extreme. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended the president's remarks. When you have such a young girl who has to carry out the child of a rapist, that is unacceptable, she said. You heard that from him directly. Jean-Pierre said Biden will continue to highlight the story as part of the use of his bully pulpit to highlight abortion rights. He's going to continue to do that work, she said. He's going to do everything that he can to protect young people who are like this young girl.